Walking in the New. Words from Jesus.
Throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22 through 24. Creating new habits. It's humbling to step out by faith and make a fresh new start and break with old habits. But look beyond the difficulties and grab my hand that is reaching out to help you. If you make the first step to react with new eyes and a new spirit, then the steps after that will be easier. Let me shine through you. Let your ways be a testimony to others of the power of my spirit and of your yieldedness. Let me give you a clean slate with new things written on it. If you're desperately seeking me for a change, draw on my strength and ask me for help each step of the way. It takes time to break old habits, so don't get discouraged if you revert to your old ways sometimes. You have to keep the vision and keep making steps forward to victory. You have great power of my Spirit at your disposal. All you have to do is believe and receive and live in it. And it will be so beautiful. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Exodus chapter 14, verse 14. Fresh new start. If you want a fresh new start with someone and the way you interact with them and look at them, to break out of the old habits and ways of doing things, the old way of looking at the person, then humility is the starting place. Realize that I love that person very much, and I've been working in their life too. If you want to change anything about the way you work with someone, the way you relate to them and communicate and talk with them, ask me to give you a new outlook on them and a positive way of thinking about them and talking to them. The only thing that will hold you back is the past and the old stale habits that you don't like anyway. You want the fresh, the new. You want to be able to interact with the love and understanding and joy of my Spirit. And you can. You are a new creature. I have given you new ways of thinking, behaving, loving, seeing others, and new ways of looking at yourself. Anyone who wants a new approach to life, or to people, or to their work, or to their ministry, or to their husband or wife or children, or to someone they don't get along with, can have it. You can become what I have called you to be. You can have good, spirit-filled reactions. You can give inspiring, encouraging words. You can think positive, uplifting thoughts. You can resist the attacks of the enemy. You can let my Spirit flow through you. You don't have to live in the past or let the past dictate how you live today. A plan and a future. Do not be fearful because of your weakness, for in weakness you will find my strength. This weakness will be a reminder to you of how much you need me. When you call out to me, I will be there to lift you up. I will be there to give you power that you know not of. When you reach the end of yourself and you have nothing left and you look up to me, you will find a new beginning. You will find me and know me as never before. Your dependence upon me will be greater. Your knowledge of me will be more intimate. Your relationship with me will be warmer and closer than ever before. You will find strength, power, wisdom, and anointing, all the things you need for the future. You feel that your future is so ordinary. You don't see any place for yourself. But don't worry, for you don't see as I see. Your vision is short-sighted, but I know the future. I know the needs of the future, and I have a plan for your life. Trust me for the future, and know that your usefulness is not over. It is just beginning. I have a plan and a purpose. You will not be disappointed. You'll be grateful that you hung on, that you continued having faith, that you continued trusting, and that in your moment of weakness, you reached out to me and found strength. Don't worry about the future. Rest in my arms and find peace of mind. Know that I love you and that I will bring about my beautiful plan in your life. The Path of Humility. The path that I will lead you on is the path of humility. This path leads through thin, tight places, and to squeeze through, you must shed all of your outer garments. For without shedding these, you cannot pass through the tight places in the road. When you come out on the other side, you are naked and have nothing. This makes you fearful, as it may be cold, and you fear being exposed. But I will cover you and keep you warm and protect you. The burdens of self must be laid down, the burdens of image, the burdens of loveliness, the burdens of self-image, the garments of pride. All these things must be laid aside. Although it seems that you will be exposed, in fact, you will be freed, for you can then take on a garment of simplicity and of humility, which is a much lighter garment, much easier to wear. Accept the humbling, for in humility you will find great happiness. This is the road that I choose for you, a road of gentle humility. Robes of Righteousness. I am overwhelmed with joy in the Lord my God, for he has dressed me with the clothing of salvation and draped me in a robe of righteousness. I am like a bridegroom in his wedding suit, or a bride with her jewels. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 10. Wear my robe of righteousness with ease. I custom made it for you, to cover you from head to toe. The price I paid for this covering was astronomical, my own blood. You could never purchase such a royal garment, no matter how hard you worked. Sometimes you forget that my righteousness is a gift, and you feel ill at ease in your regal robe. I weep when I see you squirming under the velvety fabric, as if it were made of scratchy sackcloth. I want you to trust me enough to realize your privileged position in my kingdom. Relax in the luxuriant folds of your magnificent robe. Keep your eyes on me as you practice walking in this garment of salvation. When your behavior is unfitting for one in my kingdom, do not try to throw off your royal robe. Instead, throw off the unrighteous behavior. Then you will be able to feel at ease in this glorious garment, enjoying the gift I fashioned for you before the foundation of the world.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.